Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Japan yesterday restricted imports of feed wheat from the U.S., suspending shipments from the Pacific Northwest, and allowing only soft red winter grade to be offered in the next tender due to concerns over the recent discovery of an unapproved genetically engineered strain at an Oregon farm. The U.S. is currently investigating the discovery of the unapproved genetically engineered wheat. The suspension will continue until the U.S. completes its investigation of the GMO strain. Argentina farmers will go on strike for 5 days starting on Saturday to protest grain export taxes, export restrictions, and other government policies they say that are strangling the sector. Farmers will stop selling grain and live cattle during the protest. Farmers are asking for a lowering of export taxes, which run as high as 35% in the case of soybeans. They are also pushing for the government to free up grain exports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,182, is up almost 61 points. The NASDAQ is 3446, up 9.5. The S&P 500, 1632, it's up 6.1 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will see a mix of rain and sunshine, along with seasonable temperatures for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, favoring crop development. The situation is not anything different from yesterday, really. The model data, though, is a little bit wetter today than yesterday in a couple of situations. The overall forecast, though, remains mostly the same. We do expect a first round of significant rain and thunderstorms to occur coming out of parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota here this morning and working its way eastward across the southern Great Lakes region into Ohio. Some of the thunderstorms that are going to occur are going to be locally intense. We could see some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of rainfall across a part of this corridor. Areas to the south will see lighter amounts of rainfall, and the same will be true to the north of this region. We'll look for the frontal boundary that's responsible for the precipitation to go ahead and become somewhat stationary across the region. That opens the door for another opportunity for rain to occur as we move out into the following day or two, with the next wave of precipitation expected to move across a big part of the Midwest as we move out into the period from Friday into the weekend. We'll likely see that next storm system focusing on eastern Nebraska and portions of western Iowa on Friday afternoon into Saturday morning, and it will then expand to the east and northeast from there over the course of the weekend and generate some additional showers and thunderstorms. Rain totals with the event will likely run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts in eastern Nebraska, and maybe a handful of other locations might get over 1 inch. The frontal boundary will become somewhat stationary over the southern parts of the Midwest as we move on into the late weekend and early part of next week. That will likely allow for another wave of rain to move across the region from Kansas and Missouri into parts of the Ohio River Valley as we move out of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Rainfall in this event will likely run a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch as well, with some local totals getting over an inch. A disturbance coming out of West Texas will help to enhance some of the southeastern parts of hard red winter wheat country rainfall here on Saturday. This is part of that same event that eventually moves through the lower Midwest Sunday and Monday. So portions of Kansas and Oklahoma may see some greater rainfall, and certainly greater than what was previously expected because of this new disturbance. Temperatures yesterday afternoon reached 111 degrees in portions of Kansas and Colorado, with many other areas surrounding those locations seeing temperatures over 100 as well. This is not an omen for the summer coming up. We will see temperatures that are going to be hot in the southern plains, along with temperatures that will be a little bit milder across the northern plains and upper Midwest. And this only sets the stage for frequent disturbances moving across these northern plains and parts of the Midwest, generating frequent shower and thunderstorm activity. So even though the southern half of the plains may be quite warm to hot at times, it's actually going to help to feed in some kind of precipitation potential for many areas across the Midwest, maintaining an excellent outlook for summer crop development later this season. We do expect more delays, though, in planting across portions of soybean country, and that is not going to change, unfortunately, before the planting dates for insurance coverage have expired. We do expect temperatures over these next few days to run mostly in the upper 70s into the 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Lower and middle 80s will be common in the southern half of the region. We'll look for the highs in the north, mostly 70s. Lows at night will likely fall back into the 50s and 60s in the northwestern areas and 60s and lower 70s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 729 down 1. July wheat in Chicago, 694 and 3 quarters down 2. July corn, 659 and a half. Unchanged. December, 545 and 3 quarters down 5. July soybeans, 1544 up 3.5. November, 1317 and 18 and a quarter down 8 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal, 46510 up 170. July soybean oil at 4813 is up 9 cents. In the livestock, June live cattle, 120.15 down 17.5. August feeders, 145 up 32.5. June lean hogs are 101.02.5. They're up 75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
It's the day of the WASD report. Are you going to have any greater volatility than we've seen thus far today on the other side?
It's hard to tell. I think for the most part, people are looking for fairly neutral numbers in the corn market, waiting to see a little bit more about meal demand domestically. Yesterday, the beans kind of got a spark of life, and that meal market kind of kicked in. I think we talked about that over the last couple of weeks, about the crushers not really bidding aggressively for beans until they got some meal business. And apparently the western areas kind of kicked in yesterday, and we heard some meal bids as much as 11 to 30 over the July, which is a very aggressive bid.
Which explains why meal on the board is actually the leader. In fact, if the oil wasn't such a dog right now, the soybeans would be higher.
Most assuredly. I think realistically the old crop beans are catching a bid. The spreads have definitely been a little bit more aggressive. When you look at the July beans up 4.25, 4.5, that's definitely on the coattails of the meal market.
Usually USDA doesn't do a lot with the June report, and the trade isn't expecting a lot. We have the end of the month reports coming up right on the heels of this. Includes a quarterly grain stock report and an acreage report. Will USDA do anything, in your opinion, with either acreage or yield on the WASD or on the crop production numbers?
This morning's numbers, I do not think they will adjust the acreage numbers because the prospective plantings is at the end of the month. It's possible that the yield number in beans, I was going to look it up this morning and I didn't get it done, but since they adjusted the corn yield a little bit lower, I think it's possible that they might make an adjustment on the bean yield, but because of the late planting, that may not have been addressed yet, so that's a possible issue. But other than that, I really don't expect much change. I still think we have to watch the domestic consumption on the products, and also, just to touch on wheat briefly, guys down in Tennessee are getting their harvest going on the soft red winter wheat. They think they're going to be full bore by Friday. That may be a little bit of a burden to both the wheat and the corn market going forward.
So let me ask you this then. At the end of the week, are we higher or lower?
Probably going to be lower. I think the trades are going to look at this number, and if you do not get something friendly, they're going to put some pressure on it.
do you think that in the soybeans that you had mentioned a slight adjustment lower? Do you think that, though, they will do something in the carryout and in the end of the day, the ending stocks will be a wash?
Yeah, it's very possible. I think the exports going forward, if we see lower prices, your exports are going to pick up. I think your demand base is fairly solid there in beans. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana, joins us every Wednesday morning on the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the futures one more time. July wheat in Chicago is 694.5, down 2.25. July corn 658.5, down 1. December 545.5, down 5.25. July soybeans 1544, up 3.5. In November at 1317.75, down 9.25. A quick reminder, we will be on the air this afternoon at 12:20 with special coverage of the WASDE and crop production numbers with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.